Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Another pair of tickets to give away to the Jordan Mailata concert tomorrow night. We'll tell you about how. Yeah, you're laughing again. We'll tell you how we're giving those away. Elliot will join us in studio at 11. Tough loss for the Phils last night. We got a lot to discuss here. And top 11 week, of course, next week. And we have a little hypothetical to throw at you for that. All right, Hugh, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. I'm a little sad, Joe, because yesterday was the last live update for my game, Destiny. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap. This is the last live update. So, you know, me and my clan members, we were on there trying to play yesterday.
2 days in a row?
But nobody was on yesterday. So hopefully today we get some Destiny in.
So, like, can I call them your friends or your group?
The clan.
Your group, your friends. They didn't join you?
My clan.
Like, after you poured your heart out on the show, they all I got better stuff to do.
I sent y'all memes and stuff. No, I think what it was, because yesterday was the last live update, and I was a little behind, so I think in order for me to get caught up with the storyline, mm-hmm. I have to move ahead and figure it out. I haven't figured that out yet.
So you have stuff to do?
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
All right. Well, I'm glad for you that you can get there, and I'm feeling for you, Hugh, that your game is going to end here. I'm also feeling for all of us, because we have a situation to monitor here in Philadelphia.
Is that the fire alarm going off?
It's not, but I think the fire alarm might actually be there for a reason. I'll just put it that way. All right, Hugh, so we're going to have Elliot in at 11. And, before we get into, can we just hear what Elliot said yesterday after news shows? Elliot was at Eagles OTAs, the Eagles at minicamp, the mandatory minicamp yesterday. They're going to have one more practice today. And listen to Elliot when asked by Spike and Ike, anything stand out of practice? Here's what he said.
What do you think the biggest thing about practice was today?
Other than my hair.
Other than your hair.
Yeah. The defense is absolutely cooking the offense. Like, they had to, in my opinion, I'm not on the field, so I can't hear the exact logic, but they went like a half hour late today. And I think it was so the offense could get some good reps at the end of practice.
Oh, man.
Those
practices.
Well, it should be, right? I mean, defense has been together for that.
Yeah,
already
so you
a
would
good
expect
unit.
That. You yeah, would yeah. expect that. But so Jalen was 14-19, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. The offensive line, I feel like, definitely allowed a lot of pressure on Jalen today. There were probably two or three plays where he was sacked, I think, in a game. Now, you never know. Maybe he gets out of it. He did have a play where he ran today. It looked like a designed quarterback run from under center. So, adding that stuff in there.
What the hell did that look like?
It was like kind of like a bootleg.
Okay.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, how the hell did he run from under center?
Yeah, he just, like, rolled out.
So there's Elliot describing practice yesterday. Not a good one for the Eagles offense. Elliot graded Jalen as a D yesterday. Mm-hmm. And just for context, it's not only Jalen, right? Not only Elliot, excuse me. There's a lot of people that cover Eagles practice. We, of course, have Elliot as part of our team here. But Jeff McClain of the Inquirer wrote this yesterday. Hurts threw over and behind a covered by Reek Woolen, Devontae Smith, on two pass plays during 7-on-7s. The second could have been intercepted by post safety Drew Makuba if he was intent on breaking up the pass. There was another toss into traffic that surprised receiver Hollywood Brown and bounced off his shoulders. In team drills, Hurts heaved one ahead of Smith, who had cornerback Quinyon Mitchell on his heels. He later just flicked a pass out of bounds rather than to an open Smith who was near the line of scrimmage. So obviously yesterday wasn't a great day for the offense, wasn't a great day for Jalen Hurts. I'm not sounding the panic button. It's one day OTAs. The Eagles defense, of course, is ahead of the offense. It's a brand new offense. I get all that. Yesterday specifically isn't the big deal. But I do think as we move through this today into training camp 6 weeks from now, I do think it matters how Jalen Hurts and the passing game looks in practice this summer. This isn't like, hey, we'll rev it up when the season starts. No, they have a brand new offense. And there are question marks, I think legitimate ones, about how Jalen will fit in this offense. Mm-hmm. So all this practice stuff matters to me more than it really ever has. I think it matters how Jalen Hurts performs in practice this summer. I don't have to hit the panic button on one day, but I am monitoring this situation more than normal. It's not like this is a quarterback coming back to the same offense and it's like, whatever. No, this is all brand new. So I think this stuff matters. 215-592-9494. There is a sense when Elliot or anybody out that covers Eagles puts out a practice report and it's not favorable. There's a natural reaction to, whatever, it's June. It doesn't matter. I think it all matters as we go towards the season. I think how Jalen looks in practice this summer does matter. Hugh, you've been part of a lot of these practices. What's your take on specifically Jalen, how he looks in practice this summer? Does it matter?
I think it matters because that's the narrative. And you got to follow me with this, because I'm going to say some things that probably a lot of people aren't going to understand, but I'm going to try to explain it the best that I possibly can.
Okay.
There's never been a narrative before when he's been in a new offense. Because this is the, since I've been here, the third offensive coordinator that he's had. Oh, no, wait a minute, It's the fourth. Yeah,
it was Johnson, Moore, Petullo, yes. And now
you're
Mangan.
Right. Yeah, it was the fourth. And the level of scrutiny now, and I understand that, you know, Mangan coming in here, the new innovative guy. But as I recall, the last couple of years that I've been here and he's been in a new offense, there hasn't been this much scrutiny of him in it. And I know it's a small sampling size because it's just yesterday, and yesterday was the first day.
And a little bit last week.
Yeah, a little bit last week.
At the minicamp, yeah.
And one thing you have to keep in mind in all these minicamps is that the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense, especially a defense that has been playing together under the same coordinator for a couple years. Mm-hmm. I think that it doesn't matter, but the level of scrutiny is a lot higher now because the spotlight is on Jalen. Because, Joe, like I said, this isn't Jalen's first offense that he's been in. It isn't. And like I said before, Jalen has never, in the press conferences, said anything glowingly about the offense. He hasn't been a malcontent in it, but he hasn't been like, you know, hey, I'm excited about it. This is the one offense that he's been in that he's been the most excited about. Mm. And I think that right now, with everything, the whirlwind that's going around as far as, you know, the A.J. Brown trade that happened a couple of days ago or whatever, and then the fact that the story came out that Jalen has not in – well, I'm ad-libbing – that Jalen is hard to coach, that the level of scrutiny is a lot higher now because the microscope is on him. And everything that he does is going to be critiqued more because of the offseason that we just had.
So he is, and it will be more critiqued, and there will be more eyes on it. So I understand all that. Two things I will say, though, from what you just said. The first thing is, you said you never have felt this much scrutiny for a practice early, you know, in all the years you've been, you know, back with, you know, here at WIP, four different coordinators. This is the most different offense, right? Like, Kevin Petullo was just running the scheme they ran the year before, and then they got caught because everyone caught up to it. There was nothing new about Kevin Petullo's offense. Now, Kellen Moore there was, right? That the Kellen Moore hue and this one is probably the most different. Because I remember he was talking about how it was 90% different with Kellen Moore, and that's kind of, I guess, similar to this. But Brian Johnson and Kevin Petullo, they were internal hires, was running the same stuff. So that wasn't really new for him. It's just a new person. This is brand new. So for me, there's the sense of, how does he take to all this? And the second thing, and I think this is just what it is, maybe the reason you didn't see as much criticism or reports about him not playing well is because maybe he was playing better then. I remember the one summer where Elliott charted he had a spotless training camp, right?
That might be
zero interceptions.
That might be the case.
I think part of it is he was playing better in summers past or springs past, and this one so far at least seems like he's struggling, which again, none of this is surprising. I mean, if you ask me, Joe, are you surprised Jalen Hurts is off to a slow start in minicamp? No, of course not. Brand new offense. One he's never been in before, terminology, all that. And it's a good defense going against. So I'm not surprised. I'm not hitting a panic button. But I do think all of this matters as we head towards the season. Today, tomorrow, last week, July, August. I'm going to add it all together and have a feeling on him as we enter the season. I'm not just going to dismiss it and say, oh, week one, he'll be ready. I don't know, guys. I don't think that's the way it's going to go. This is all brand new. And then I have this in the back of my head. Dan Orlovsky, you know, a couple days ago, talking about how long this could take for Jalen and the offense to feel comfortable within each other.
And I know Sean, absolutely. I'm a smart guy. I don't know what type of play caller. He's obviously learned under certain very specific offenses and great play callers. But until you do it, we don't know what kind of play call you are. And I have such immense respect for the guys that do that, because I understand how unbelievably challenging it is. So yeah, as much as I sit here and I go offensive line and Saquon and Jalen's proven everybody wrong over the years and still really talented, it is a big giant unknown of, okay, yeah, how is this all going to come together? And do I expect it to be very different in November than September? For sure. I just think it's going to take a long, almost like we saw Caleb start to settle in a little bit more in Chicago. I think that we'll see Jalen in November really start to settle into this style of offense, and Sean learning Jalen as well.
I think he's probably right on that, and that makes total sense. But I also think training camp matters. I think mini camp matters. I think everything matters here. And maybe this is just me. I can only tell you where I come from on this. Hugh, I need to see it to believe it with Jalen in this offense. I need to see it to believe that he's going to execute this at a very high level. You know, that's so when I get reports and I get Elliott and McLean and anyone else down there that has eyes telling me not looking good right now, it brings that skepticism back into my head. Like, is he really going to be able to do this at a high level? And if he was doing it at a high level yesterday, that wouldn't mean it's locked in, but it would at least make me feel like, all right, we're moving in the right direction. And so far, and today I'll have another practice, Hugh, so far it feels like the defense is just way ahead of the offense.
Yeah, but they're always ahead of offense. Like, I mean, that's just how it is because it's more reactionary. Offense is more timing and everything. I just feel like for it being the first day and Jalen getting comfortable with it, it just feels like it's a lot more scrutiny. And that's where, you know, when I talked about a couple months ago about how in order to show the people that this that if Jalen's the problem, you have to kind of show that. And this, to me, is the beginning of that if he doesn't pick this offense.
But who's showing? Like, to me, the reporters are just tweeting or writing what they
saw.
They're
writing what they see, Joe, but the point that I'm making is that this feels a little bit, for this to be a new offense, and we've had a whole lot of new offenses the last couple of years, this feels a little heavy-handed. And I know we know Elliott, this is what Elliott does. I'm not really so much talking about him. I'm not talking about anybody, but it just feels, I guess I am talking about Jeff McLean.
Well, it's whoever was there.
Yeah, it just feels like it's a little bit more heavy-handed when you talk about the critiquing of a new offense and the first day of training camp.
Well,
the first day of OTA.
Yeah, but is the backdrop the question mark of if he could do this? Like maybe that.
No, I mean, it is. Yeah. No, there's a lot in play here. I'm not disputing any of that. I'm just telling you, for me, when I hear it, because this is not new for Jalen.
But I guess, this is new for Jalen here. This is brand new.
When you say new, Joe, he's been in three different offenses.
Never anything like this. He's been the least under center quarterback in the league.
Okay, but when we hear when Kevin Petullo, excuse me, when Coach Mannion sat up there and Coach Sirianni talked about this offense, they told us it's going to be a marrying of the two offenses, right?
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
So how different is it when you talk about it's been the same? But you're talking about they made it clear in the last three offensive coordinators that he had that there's a marrying between what his concepts were. If you talk about Coach Goober, Coach Petullo, whoever it was, and Coach Sirianni's meshing of the offense, right? So in my mind, when you say it like that, it's not that much different.
But
it feels different
that.
Now.
I don't believe
it
that.
It feels different now because, like I said, the level of scrutiny that it feels like he's under at this early junction in the season.
Yeah, I just don't buy that OTAs. It's not much different. I think it's extremely different. I mean, they basically lived in shotgun. Now they're going to live under center. I mean, that to me, that is a major departure. Two tight ends, 3%. I mean, I think it's a major departure. This all matters to me. I think this stuff matters as we go towards the season. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, does it matter to you? I mean, look, we could be headed for a summer of two extremes, right? The first extreme is Jalen lights it up. He looks great. And my guess on that is if Jalen lights it up and every day LA comes in here and says he lights it up, people are going to say, MVP, this is the offense for him. He's got it. And if he doesn't, my guess is people are going to say it doesn't matter. That's where my guess is. To me, it all matters. If he looks great, that I think that means he's going to have a great year. If he looks bad, I'm concerned. Kyle, where do you come down as early returns are? The offense is struggling.
I think there's two parts of this. Like, I'm okay with the offense struggling right now.
It makes sense.
I think that's natural. It's fine. Like, they're going to be trying out new things. It's really early on. It's a new offense. But that is the biggest question going into the season is whether or not the quarterback is going to take to this new offense that's unfamiliar for him, uncomfortable for him, maybe. Like, but I think everyone who pretends that it doesn't matter is just plugging their ears and doing the la, 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 I can't hear you. Because I'm with you. Down the line, if we had heard Jalen Hurts is ripping it, like he's going to 100% completion percentage and firing off touchdowns left and right, everyone would be like, we're back. Here we go. Like, it's Jalen season again. Mm-hmm. So I just want everyone to keep that same energy. Like, I'm the same.
Tell him, Kyle.
I'm okay with him struggling right now. I actually think it's a good thing. Like, I want him to try this out. I even think if he throws interceptions, like, it's fine. Like, try and get yourself comfortable in this system. So I'm okay with the struggles early on. But, like, you know, as we start heading deeper into summer, closer to preseason, stuff like that, like, you're damn right I'm going to be paying attention to how he looks. If he's struggling, if it looks like he's taking up the new offense, like, you know, we're going to know. And then We're going to have those joint practices versus Drake May and the Pats. And you know, as much as everyone wants to ignore it,
oh yeah,
we're going to be paying attention to how May and AJ look, and we're going to be paying attention to how Jalen and
We're going to
be paying attention to that, and then we're going to be paying attention to how Jalen and Devontae look. And you know everybody, even though they say it doesn't matter, they want Jalen and Devontae to look better in those joint practices than May and AJ.
I mean, you definitely want that.
Okay,
that's fair.
So if you want that, it matters.
So head in the sand, Douglas over here is not going to work.
Head in the sand,
well, because you know, what I heard in this segment is the messengers are being a little heavy-handed.
Not
the quarterbacks missing the receivers, because that's the story yesterday. Is that not the story?
The story was.
Was yesterday
the first practice?
It was the first of two mandatory minicamps.
Okay, so it felt heavy-handed. Yes, it did.
But hold on a second.
Yes, it did. For the first day of a new offense, yes, it did. It felt a little heavy-handed.
But this isn't a first-year quarterback in the NFL.
No, it's not.
This is a seventh-year player in the league missing open guys.
I am not saying that is not fair.
Well, I mean, I'm just...
I'm not saying that is not fair.
How do you... Journalism expert Douglas, how do you want Jimmy Kemsky and Jeff McClain and Elliott to cover this?
First of all, they
What do you have to say? I'm curious.
First of all, they can cover it the way that they want to cover it.
All right.
But all I'm saying is this is not the first year that we've covered Jalen in a new offense.
No, but you have to acknowledge this is way different.
The only difference is, wasn't Kevin Petullo a first year offensive coordinator?
The scheme is like night and day compared to what they've done.
And we were told.
They're all talking about it.
We were told.
Stop with this meshing.
We weren't told that from Coach Sirianni and Coach Mannion.
Weren't
we told that before?
But that's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing.
I hear you.
If they're meshing it, that's worse. Because shouldn't the concepts be familiar to him of the ones that they kept?
That
would make it worse.
What I'm saying is this, and I'm going to keep saying it.
Okay.
This feels a little bit more heavy-handed given the fact that we've been down this road.
Softball Douglas over here.
Several times before. It's not a softball, but I just see, I have vision. I'm playing the long game.
What long game?
You're not saying, tried to tell you before. I tried to tell you, remember a couple days ago when I said, in order for you to see if Jalen's not playing in this offense well, they're going to have to show the people
Are you back to benching Hurts for Dalton, which you've now hit on 3 days this week?
Man, listen. All I'm saying is, in order to grease these skids, if you're trying to grease them, it started yesterday.
I don't think anyone's trying to grease anything.
Conspiracy theory. Conspiracy.
I think the quarterback's missing open guys.
Saying, if you want to grease these skids, Joe,
no.
It started yesterday.
I want to say
with Kimski and Dove Kleiman, whoever else.
Dove Kleiman. It's freaking like AI model on Twitter. Are you crying narrative? This is a joke.
I'm just saying.
Jalen throws the ball to the other team. Narrative. Narrative. Reporters on the tape.
I just see what's happening. That's why I got vision. Y'all not gonna bully me today. I see what I see.
I think you're trying to bully the Eagles beat.
I'm not trying to bully
into telling
Eagles
them
beat
what
right.
you want to hear.
Well, what's more likely? The Eagles beat reporters are all good narrative planners.
Only one I exclude from being a narrative driven individual is Elliot Shore.
That's bastion of journalism.
Because he is beat me to it. He is the only stand up guy out there that I know that I acknowledge.
Well, you're completely ass backwards today, so you can't be
a joke. I only acknowledge ESP as a journalist when they talk about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Everybody else got that narrative they got going.
More likely, just a quick question, then we'll go right to the phone lines. What's more likely? The beat reporters are spinning a narrative, or Jalen is not picking up this offense very quickly. But the fact that there's a hesitation here is
okay,
remarkable.
Joe. Listen, I acknowledge that there is a growing pain with this offense.
Okay,
but he's had a new coordinator the last couple years,
this
and I've never heard them
talk
nasty about him at the beginning of OTA.
What's nasty?
He's throwing picks,
you know,
and he's looking terrible.
This is Xavier in Tampa yesterday. The vitriol.
This is not Xavier in Tampa.
Narrative.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Xavier's like, get him, Hugh!
Be nice to Jalen.
Joke.
I can see the forest for the trees. Y'all just can't. I'm just vibrating on a different plane
you
right
now.
You
are blind as a bat.
And I'm gonna
this is ridiculous.
I'm not gonna let you bully me today, right, Kyle. It's not gonna be no bullying today.
Let's go to Will. I'm tired of this. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, up, Will.
Man? Oh, man, let me just say this, right? With Jalen. Mm-hmm. If I was you, Jalen, I would learn this offense. Because just like with Saquon, right? No, I'm serious. Listen to what I got to say, right? With Saquon, they wasn't expecting the run to be that way when we won the Super Bowl because it was something new. They didn't adjust to it. Under the center opens up so many weapons, man. You could do so many things under the center that the defense will be confused. They don't know what to expect. So you can have a career year here, Jalen, if you learn how to do the under the center snaps, man. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, man.
No, I hear you, dog. I'm with you.
But let me just say this about – I want to say this about AJ. To me, the best Eagle that always was open, that could run the best routes that I ever seen an Eagle run is Chris Carter. That's the best dude that was always open that would catch anything, to me. I mean, he may not have that many yards. He was only here 3 years. But to me, Chris Carter, I take him any day over AJ. I just want to say that, AJ. But back to the Eagles, man. Listen, Jalen, all you got to do, bro, is learn the system, bro. I know you can do it. You done had three different offensive coordinators, probably four, since you started. You know what I'm saying? And you did pretty well with all the four that you had. So this may be a fifth one. So make it good on this one, baby. If you want to get paid, you got to do what it takes to win. And also, under the center, listen, it's going to open a lot of run game up for you,
yes,
Jalen.
Yes, it will.
You're going to have to come out of that pocket, baby. You can't stand still in that pocket. Don't be another Wentz, baby. Don't be a statue
back
there.
No, we can't have a Wentz. No, we don't want. Let's well, go, you're right. Baby. You're right about that. And I think this offense over the year will get better, and it could work. It could work really well. But to me, it matters, and we'll appreciate the phone call, how it looks through the summer, how quickly it's moving in the right direction. 215-592-9494. Does it matter how Jalen Hurts looks in practice this summer? Started yesterday. The practice again today, and before you know it's going to be training camp. Does it matter to you how Hurts looks this summer? It does to me. And we have, you know, Hugh crying foul play with the reporters over here. You can get in on all this. Plus, buckle up, Hugh's Clues again for a pair of tickets to go see the Mailata Family Foundation concert. Plus, what some Eagles players said yesterday about the offense. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.